And with Christmas over and done with for another year, it's time to look forward to 2019. And what better way to do that with a few new recordings which I'm going to share with you. Let's get things off to a nice bright and breezy start by saying, let's make it a party. And inviting us to do just that is Noel Briggs at the Wurlitzer in the Granada, Kingston upon Thames. The former Granada Kingston upon Thames tenranker with an excerpt from a live concert by the late Noel Briggs. The tunes being his signature tune, Let's Make It a Party, followed by Funiculi Funicular. Going to continue now in the party mood with a selection of tunes played by Klaus Wunderlich. They all come from one of his famous polka pop series of recordings, but I came across the track you're about to hear on a compilation LP, and to which the sound engineer has added a whole party sound effects backing track to the recordings, which they never originally had. Thank you. the late and great Klaus von der Lisch. Now, as many German and European titles, they don't always translate into something that makes a lot of sense in English, so I'm not going to attempt to do that for the eight tunes that you've just heard, but instead to move swiftly on to the first of the new CDs, and this is one which I played an advance track from a couple of months ago. It features the very last recordings made by Blackpool organist Watson Holmes at the Opera House Wurlitzer. The theory behind the recordings is that they were possibly made surreptitiously early one morning. On the plus side, the recordings were made professionally by another Blackpool organist, but on the negative side, over the years the reels of tape had begun to deteriorate. But every story should have a silver lining, and this one certainly does, because sound recordist Ken Meller burned the midnight oil over several weeks in order to rescue what he could from that session. Here then is Watson Holmes with Sadie's Shawl, Sally, Sweet Sue, and his signature tune, Jolly Good Company. Watson Holmes.
That's all for this time. This is Watson Holmes at the organ of the Opera House, Blackpool, saying happy listening.
Sadie's Shawl, Sally, Sweet Sue, and of course Watson Holmes' own signature tune, Jolly Good Company. The CD is on the OK Rollam label and titled The Last Recordings of Watson Holmes. In total, producer Ken Mellor has managed to save 14 tracks, the 15th being some short memories recorded by one of the most well-known of all organ enthusiasts, 92-year-old Frank Hare, he of the Ossett Town Hall Concert and Theatre Organ Club scene. Now, throughout last year, I featured quite a number of tracks produced by Stephen Vincent on his Yamaha organ, which is now connected to the Hauptwerk system, which enables him to combine electronics with the sounds of a mighty Paramount Wurlitzer organ. Here then, the two join forces with a gorgeous pair of legs encased in shiny stockings. Shiny Stockings, played by Stephen Vincent, with a combination of Yamaha EL90 and the Paramount 450 Virtual Theatre Organ. Naturally, the playing is only half the enjoyment, because if you go to YouTube and type in Stephen Vincent, organist, that will take you direct to his YouTube page, and you'll find his entire output of tunes, but all with the added bonus of some very complimentary visuals. Now, I first met Stephen back in the good old days of the Morecambe Organ Festivals, but our next artist was never part of that pioneering scene. But he's most certainly a popular performer on the present-day organ circuit. In front of me now is a copy of his latest CD titled Strictly Ballroom and Latin. And as many of you know, I tend not to play strict dance tempo tracks unless they are such that the arrangements are in equal parts good to listen to as a non-dancer or to enjoy them for their intended purpose. This new CD by Andrew Varley certainly falls into both categories, and to prove my point, here's Andrew at his Yamaha Tyros 5 and Versi Abacus keyboards with Tristeza and El Torero.
Azúcar, fiera, la Maya Juan, yo. We'll be right back.
Just two of the 16 tracks on Andrew Varley's new CD, Strictly Ballroom and Latin. What I also enjoyed about this release was a choice of, amongst the 33 tunes in the 10 medleys, some tunes that you might not necessarily link with the ballroom dance scene. Film themes like The Godfather and The Railway Children, for instance. But like I said, even if you can't, like me on the dance floor, coordinate your footwork, then just sit back and enjoy some very nice arrangements and sounds from the Tyros and Versi keyboards, styled there by Andrew Varley. Talking of Versi organs, John Kiffin has a new CD out comprising 14 hits and rarities penned by Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson, better known as ABBA. John always makes a point of presenting a production that has no MIDI, no styles or music samples. Everything you hear comes from his Versi Helios, his Spectra and Yamaha organs, the latter being used for the rhythm guitar and bass drum backing. So, which tunes are considered to be rarities? Well, Hamlet is one of them that I've chosen, coming as it does from a multi-part composition written back in 1978, and this is Hamlet Part 3. Hamlet Part 3, just one of the ABBA rarity tracks on John Kiffin's new CD titled, wait for it, Rebjorn, Here I Go Again. Love it. Rebjorn, Here I Go Again. So what does that leave us by way of some of the ABBA favourites on the CD? Well, there's One of Us Is Crying, Lay All Your Love on Me, Ring Ring, When All Is Said and Done, Put On Your White Sombrero, and there's just another one, but I've reserved that for later in the show today. Now, my good friend Steve Ashley of the Hot Pipes podcast has very kindly sent me a couple of tracks from a new George Wright CD, which he's just done all the track mastering for. Unfortunately, this CD is one that MSS are unable to hold stocks of at present, but who knows if that might change sometime in the future. In the meantime, let's turn back the clock to some of the very first George Wright recordings that he made at the beautiful Paramount Theatre Wurlitzer in New York. Some of the tracks were released as 45 RPM discs in this country, sometime I think in the late 50s, and strangely titled as being recorded on a Hammond organ. In reality, they came from an early LP on the American King label with the title Organ Reveries. And according to the sleeve notes at that time, the magnificent sound was captured by a single microphone sited in the balcony of the Paramount. Here then are a couple of exciting tracks that George Wright recorded over 60 years ago. Firstly, Espianakani, and that'll be followed by the upbeat Honky Tonk Train Blues. Thank you. Two tracks taken from a new CD titled King George, and if anyone would like further details of its availability, do drop me a line. Now, apart from the earlier Watson Holmes CD, which you heard advanced tracks from, I have been sent more details and tracks from the new Ken Griffin double CD, which is expected out this coming month. I can now tell you the title, which is Down Memory Lane, that there's going to be 67 tracks spread over two CDs, all played on Hammond organ with some extra special rare ones on Wurlitzer, on which Ken was to make some of his very earliest recordings. The two tracks you're about to hear are on Hammond, so sit back and listen to these wonderfully remastered original 78 RPM tracks, namely La Paloma and The Sheik of Araby. Here's Ken Griffin. Thank you. La Paloma and the Sheik of Araby, two advanced tracks from the forthcoming Ken Griffin double CD, Down Memory Lane, on the Submarine label, the very same one that gave us the amazing Lenny D release at the tail end of last year. They may be a small company, floating their way underneath the bigger labels, hence the title Submarine, but they certainly have done the organ world some great favours by producing releases that others deem to be of little or no interest. In any event, watch out for the actual release dates on the Organ First web pages. Just before Christmas, I added some more £1 eBay LP bargains to my collection, and amongst them being one titled The Organic Sound, played by Lee Irwin. This organist was one of the undisputed masters of scoring music for silent films, and most of his releases do contain selections that he's written. However, this next track is one that has been popular with pipe and electronic organists for generations. It's called Primero. The organ in this case is the huge 4-manual 23-rank Robert Morton organ, recorded at the time in the Long Island home of Peter Schabel, but which originally came from Lowe's Valencia Theatre in Jamaica, Long Island. And here is Lee Irwin giving it something of a workout in this popular tune. Thank you. Primero, played by Lee Irwin at the Robert Morton Organ in the Brazilian dance tempo of the Baian, from which the so-called bossa nova later evolved. Well, as promised, I've returned to the latest CD by John Kiffin, titled Rebjorn, Here We Go Again, which is a selection of 14 popular and rare items written by the famous Swedish songwriter, musician, vocalists. Full details and copies can be seen and obtained from MSS Studios. And, as this has been the first programme of 2019, what better choice to end with than Happy New Year? Sentiments echoed by all of us here at Organ First Radio. From yours truly, indeed, thank you for all your cards and emails over the festive period, and to you all, a Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.